Making College Come True Radio, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain, sans one Dr. J, but she will be joining us shortly. But we nonetheless have an amazing show in store for you and excited to share our amazing guests with you. On the line, we actually have Ariana Jimenez with the Lot on 22nd to talk about all the amazing work they do. And we'll have a Tucson International Academy teacher in studio with us to talk about the amazing work being done at Tucson International Academy. Thank you once again for listening, for tuning in to the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. And let's go ahead and get this party started. We have, as I said, Ariana Jimenez on the phone with us. She's from the Lot on the Lot on 22nd. Thank you for being here with us, Ariana.
Hi, afternoon. Good to be here.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was. I've been saying good morning to people all afternoon long. So,
yeah. That's okay. It could be morning or afternoon.
Yeah, either one. Yeah,
good afternoon.
We're up and ready.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday,
yes.
For sure.
So, happy Thursday.
You've never actually been on the Making College Come True radio show. You have been on the affiliate Common Good radio show. So tell our listeners, what is The Lot on 22nd and you know exactly what you guys are all about?
The Lot on 22nd is a place where we serve meals twice a week, every Thursday and Sunday, to homeless and needy people. Anybody that needs a meal, we're out there twice a week providing a service to the community. We also provide hygiene. Summer's coming up. We're also providing water and things like that.
Awesome. And so, how long have you been doing the Lot on 22nd?
About 9-10 years. Honestly, I lost count. quite some time I've been doing it. Quite some time to make it a habit for myself, for sure.
Yeah, it's a lot of discipline. It seems like it's taken to do it all these years. But what inspired you to do the Lot on 22nd in the first place?
I'm a servant at heart, and I've always felt the need to serve others and to help others, and I just started volunteering a little bit on that piece of property, and it really grew into something that I'm in control of now and a really larger thing. I love the people. I love that community, and I'm really grateful to be serving there. Really am. It's not always easy, but luckily I do have some support that's great.
Yeah, I know. I know when I first became aware of it, many years ago, it was very interesting to see just the nature of it. Like it was definitely. It seems like you're setting a model of, how even though it seems like it's really it can be this gargantuan task to try to help people or try to make a difference. Sometimes all it takes is just an empty lot, throw some tables and some chairs on it. And and have people show up with food is all that it takes. Kind of talk more about kind of like where that the idea of the actual action and what you do came from and how you had the motivation or the courage, if you will, to do it. Where not everybody does, as as well as I do. Not too many people kind of step up and step out the way that you have.
Absolutely. There is a need in that community, no doubt. There is a need exactly where we are, and they need to be fed, and they need to be provided community, and they need help. So that's where that kind of comes from. The need is there, so I am there. Mm-hmm. And I'm called to serve in this particular area at the Lot on 22nd, 4431 East 22nd Street. That's where I'm called to serve, and there is a great need there. I don't live in that community, but I've been, serving in that community for years. So it is like my home. It is like my neighborhood, and there is a need to be filled there.
Mm-hmm. So the idea to like just set up the tables and chairs and like to serve the food, like where did that come
from? That's our idea of community. Mm-hmm. Community to kind of gather people and to have a conversation with them and sit and not only just give them food and say, here you go, bye, but to sit and actually form that community. And we know people for years and we remember their faces and we know their stories and we get to speak with them. And it's more than just us providing food there. Seems like a very simple thing, but we provide community there, which is needed. The sit down community really is.
Awesome.
And so, that's really what it's all about, I feel like. community.
Yeah, absolutely. And what would you say are like some of the accomplishments or maybe even some of the success stories that you've seen through the Lot on 22nd?
It's hard. You know, people are up and down. Some people don't make it all the way through, and we're sad about that. But some people do make it all the way through. There's Heidi, and she was on the streets for several years, very, very sick individual, and I didn't think she was going to make it. And it turned out for her, she got a place, she got some help, she got an establishment, and she came back to say hello about 7 months ago, and she's doing a lot better. She's doing a lot better. And there's not many that way, mind you, but there is people that we've seen after a couple months or even years, and, hey, man, how are you doing? And they're doing better. They're doing better. And not always, though.
Yeah, I could see that, particularly, you know, as we know each other, I think from Safe Park that I did, which was, you know, I think a service provider kind of in a lot of ways, like the Lot on 22nd was, where we're like, you know, we're not in the, I was not in the business of, you know, helping connect people with housing or help connect people with benefits. I was in the business of connecting people with those people who did. You know, and being there for them to provide those essential items in the meantime. And it definitely seems like that is what the Lot on 22nd is. It's like this place to provide that those comfort items in the meantime, build that trust. So that way when they, you know, they want to know, you know, how do I get help at the next level? They trust you when you tell them.
Offer resources such as yourself or offer resources such as anybody we know and anybody connected to, because I do know quite a bit of people that can, you know, provide help just like we do. So you're right, John. You're right.
Yeah. And so, and tell us a little bit, like we have probably about a minute and a half till we go into the first break. Just how what the experience is like for you, like how much it fills up your passion bucket to be able to do this work and work with these amazing people you work with.
Well, it's just a part of my genetics, I think, as part of my being is to be out there serving. And I can't say what it's like to not do it because I don't remember what it's like not to do it anymore. I don't remember what it's like not to be there, not to go twice a week, every single week. I don't know what it's like anymore. This is my normal. This is my normal that I will continue to have. And it's not always easy for me. You know, some days I'm tired and, you know, everybody's tired and sometimes people are grouchy or ungrateful and we don't always love serving. You know, service is not always the best thing in the world, but it's times like those when I know I have to continue to keep going. I continue to go because I am a servant, even if I don't want to be that day.
Yeah.
I continue to go. So, yeah, it's just really in part of my being. It really is, just to go and be there all the time. And I do get that question a lot, just like that drive to continue to go. And sometimes I need a little help, but I get there, you know. Sometimes I get a little help. It's just part of me.
Well, awesome. Well, we're going to go ahead and give a little love to our sponsors. We will be right back with Ariana Jimenez with The Lot on 22nd. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am still Pastor John McClain here, still sans a Dr. J, but hopefully she'll be back right after the break. You guys stay right there, and we'll be right back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to tucsoninternationalacademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level. Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello and welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain here, minus a Dr. J, but you're going to have to cry those tears to yourself. She will be back with us at a later date. Dr. J is actually the superintendent of a charter network of schools called Tucson International Academy. So turns out she had some busy work going on to help our K-12 kids. Definitely you out there, go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com if you have a child that you want to guarantee gets into college, because that's what Tucson International Academy is all about is making college come true. Also, the name of the book that Dr. Jennifer Herrera wrote herself. So definitely go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to find out about Tucson International Academy, as well as the book Making College Come True. But that aside, we'll just take it, pick it, put it to the side. We have Ariana Jimenez on the phone with us with the Lot on Tech 22nd, here telling us about all the amazing work that they do on 22nd, I believe, between Columbus and Swan on the north side of the road. There's an ostensibly empty lot there that every Thursday and Sunday they set up tables and chairs and awnings and provide food and water and essential items for the unhoused population of the city of Tucson as a whole. They've been doing it for coming up on a decade here, and certainly safe to say one of the pillars of our community. Definitely a model of somebody who shows how easy it can be to make that little change. So again, thank you, Ariana, for being on the line with us.
Thank you so much, Pastor McClain. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
And ideally it is easy, because we want to encourage others to give and to see that we are doing it. So please help as well. But sometimes it's not always the easiest thing. Mm. Mm-hmm. For me personally, just being honest, it's not always easy, especially with other life demands that get involved. I have a child and, mm-hmm. you know, my job and things like that do kind of get in the way. But with the support of the community, I really have come a long way. And it would be a lot more difficult for me if I didn't have that support. So I'm very fortunate to have that support of not only physical volunteers, but the support of the community, the city of Tucson, to help provide our meals and donations and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And a question, something I've been interested about, I think we've probably talked about this in the past, and I think just recently I saw that you filed for your 501c3.
Yes, yeah. Well, that is some new news for us.
Yeah, tell us more about that.
Yeah, we had a fundraiser in April to help us raise the funds so we can finish out the process of the 501c3 nonprofit. So we had our fundraiser, we did very well with our fundraiser, and we are on our way to become a 501c3 nonprofit. Actually, we just have to wait probably another 22 days, it looks like, to be official. So
nice.
That is something
nice.
That's very great for us.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm super excited about it. This is something a lot of years been coming, and it's finally happening for us. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
A couple more days now.
And tell us more about, I mean, I know personally, and I like to, you know, think, you know, I am one of those volunteers that has helped, you know, make the Lot on 22nd move. Tell us more about, you know, this army or this village of volunteers that you've had and your efforts in getting them, you know, to help you in carrying this out.
Well, you know what, sometimes it seems like there's no help, and then as soon as you ask for help, it seems to rain on you. And sometimes that happens with us. I have a couple consistent volunteers with us. Probably about three or four I have consistent that have kind of stayed with me for a couple years. And then people also season, which is okay too. You know, come a couple months, help out, and then kind of hang out. But honestly, if I feel like I have nobody, all I need to ask, and I'll get that support. Mm. You know, I got Mark Bloom that's been helping me for a couple of years now. I got Sue. She always helps me on Thursdays. So I got a couple of really consistent people. And it's nice to find people that want to help you, that have the same vision as you, that have the same purpose of you, that have the same drive. And nobody's getting paid for this, you know. So it's really something special to have people in your life that want to support you and do these same things when there's no other incentive but to do good, you know?
Yeah.
There's no money in it. There's no money in this.
Absolutely.
So I'm fortunate to have those people that actually believe in the same thing, believe in what I believe in, and mm-hmm. working towards the same goal. So
yeah,
that has been nice for me.
And tell us about some of the relationships that you've made with the people that you're helping. I could just imagine you've had some pretty, you know, rich relationships for doing it over a decade. I wouldn't be surprised if there's probably some of these people you've known for that entire time.
Absolutely. Children you see kind of grow up. Children you see grow up from when they were 6 years old, and now I see them in, you know, their teenage years, and they'll come back and say hi to me, and I just can't believe how big they are or how well they're doing, and that happens a whole lot. Maria comes, and she's coming for the past 6 years, and I see her all the time and ask how her day is. I don't even know much about her life, you know, other than that she's just happy for us to be there, happy to have a conversation, happy when somebody looks her in the eye, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We know she lives in the neighborhood, and she relies on us like a lot of them do.
That's beautiful. So, and also, I know you were affected by COVID like we all were.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about how COVID affected a lot on 22nd.
Okay, so since COVID, we have changed things. I did not want to shut down because that was not an option for us. So we just adjusted as best we could. So currently, or since the pandemic, everything is to-go meals right now. So mm-hmm. currently, I don't have anybody sitting and congregating. I will eventually move back into that soon. I have yet to decide. But so the pandemic changed the way we serve meals. Everything is packed up and ready to go by the time they get there. And then everything is to go as far as hygiene. Everything's ready. Here you go. Socks are ready. Here you go. So it's almost like a people come through and filter situation versus everybody sit down and let's all hang out
mm-hmm.
just to be safe. I cannot do that anymore. So
mm-hmm.
we would like to. We want to get back to normal and sitting and hanging out and having our canapés and, you know, having a nice dinner. I will eventually, though. We'll get back to that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get back to that. But we still are there. We still at least have our meal. We have our food. We have some soap. Soap is very important during the pandemic, so mm-hmm. we're always passing that out. It's just more of a kind of to-go situation for us right now.
Mm-hmm. And how would you describe the difference of the feeling, I guess, of how it was before compared to how it is now?
I know people miss it. I know people are sad. A lot of people, mind you, they have nowhere to go. So it's hard for me to say, hey, you can't hang out here, you know, mm. when they're so used to doing that. So sometimes they'll linger, and that's okay. So it is kind of sad that we don't get to have our sit-down groups or our sit-down. It's physically easier for the volunteers, though. I know they'll probably say that because we don't. That's physical labor,
mm-hmm.
so that's a little bit different. But we do miss the sit-down. We do miss the conversation. Like I said, community is number one for us. That's why I do it, is community. You know, food is important, yes, but that connection we make with community, with getting them the resources, as you know, John.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're available, I'd like to do another segment with you, if you'd stick around with us, Ariana.
Sure.
You have another 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So you guys out there in Radio Land, sit right there. Don't move that dial. We will be back right after this break. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. Also, we're asking those out there that have a heart for our veterans, please go to veteranrescuemission.org. If you want to donate a car or donate an RV, any unused vehicles, any item you could possibly think of at this point, definitely we can use for our new veteran thrift store. Also, if you want to make a tax credit donation to Veteran Rescue Mission, you can go to veteranrescuemission.org. There is a little PayPal link right there on the homepage. Just go ahead and click that. Enter X amount, and that will go right to us. You will get a receipt that lets everybody in the world know, particularly your accountant, that you've made that donation. We will be back right back with the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm still Pastor John McClain, minus a Dr. J, womp womp, but we'll be right back.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
And we are back one more again for the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy of the Veteran Rescue Mission Network of Awesome Radio Shows. We're here. I'm Pastor John McClain, minus my pal, Dr. Jennifer Herrera, the author of the book, Making College Come True, and the superintendent of Tucson International Academy. If you have a child between the ages of K through 12 that you want to get into college, you should enroll them at Tucson International Academy, because Tucson International Academy is the academy designed to make college come true for your child. So please go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com for more information or to get a copy of the book of Making College Come True. So on the line, we have Ariana Jimenez. She is the wonderful lady that runs the Lot on 22nd. It's a group of amazing individuals that come together every Thursday and Sunday and feed and provide need items for the unhoused people of our community. Thank you once again for being here with us, Ariana.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I did want to mention, it's not only the unhoused, of course we welcome them, it's honestly anybody that is hungry.
Yeah.
We have a big clientele that stays in a kind of almost apartment kind of situation next door to us, and that's a lot of our clientele.
Okay.
People that need a little bit of help throughout the week. So we honestly offer to anybody and everybody that is hungry or that wants to say hello.
Nice. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think like you've been talking about a lot, just during this interview, is like you just have a heart for it. Like you're just built for this. Like, and it seems
yes,
like
yes,
there are, you know, there are people out there that, you know, that are just built for this, and it's just like God has just called them to, you know, this type of work. So tell us more about maybe that, like, up until you were doing this, how you feel like you were kind of called or maybe even prepared for this mission that you're carrying out now.
I wouldn't say that I'm prepared for it. I think as the years go by, I become more and more prepared for it. My calling becomes more and more clear as the years go by.
Mm-hmm.
Many, like for many people, I guess, but as the years, I grow into it a little bit more. I wouldn't say it gets a little bit easier, but it gets a little bit more embedded and rooted in me as more time goes by.
Well, how did you go from that point of being like just Jane Q Public, you know, just helps out when they can, to this lady that runs the Lot on 22nd and is pretty much dedicated, you know, a good portion of her life for the past decade to it? You know, what does that transition look like? How'd that happen?
The transition happened when it kind of just, I was just, like you said, I was just volunteering a little bit, and it kind of got to a point where the time for us to be there was going to be done. So if I didn't kind of pick it up and run with it, it would no longer be there. Mm. So that's kind of how that transition was, is if I didn't decide to continue, then it would no longer be there. And I didn't think that was an option at all. So ideally, did I want to be, you know, ultimately running everything? Of course not. But I wanted to make sure that we were still continuing to serve and continuing to help the people that had been relying on us for years. There's no way that I was not going to let not be there anymore. Mm-hmm. That is not an option for me. So that, I guess that's how a transition is. I have to keep going.
Yeah.
Somebody has to do it.
Nice, nice. And we went to, before we went into the break, we were talking about how you just got the 501c3 or about to
yes.
be officially accredited.
Yes.
What's next for the Lot on 22nd?
I don't know. That was kind of my big goal.
Yeah. we're there. We're with. Yay!
Yeah. So now I want to continue to, we did survive, and I do want to continue to thrive. The summer calls us, the summer's coming on us, and we have some pretty big needs in the summer. So I just want to make sure that we're seasonally prepared. That's what my concerns are now. We've got the big things kind of pending and taken care of. I want to make sure that we're prepared for the summer, and that means providing shade, that means providing water, and it's more important than food, in my opinion. So summer is going to be on us, and it's just going to transition to do our seasonal work, and eventually just provide more resources for people. I would like more. We can discuss it. We can hand them a piece of paper when they want housing or when they're ready to get help. I can always hand them a piece of paper, but I would like more resources, or maybe if you are somebody that works in the healthcare field and there's an outreach person, that would be great if I had an outreach person come to our location.
Mm.
I know I've discussed that with them before and probably years ago, but that would be really great this year if we can get more resources, get more outreach out there just to come and talk to the people and say, hey, we have this, we have that. So I would really like to do that this year.
And I definitely think we're also probably, you and I long past due, sitting down and just me discussing with you some of the options that are available for you, particularly with grants and
yeah,
a lot of the other goodies that that are going to be available to you now that you have that that determination letter, the prize determination.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, awesome.
Yes, sir.
Well, great. Well, so we got another couple minutes probably before we have to rat-a-tat out of here. Tell people how, you know, what the greatest needs are of the Lot on 22nd right now, how they can plug in, and how they can get a hold of you guys.
Okay. So greatest needs, like I said, summer is coming upon us. So we will need so much water. So we do water bottles right now. So mind you, we serve twice a week, and we go through, you know, 2 36 packs twice a week. So we go through water quite a bit. So that is literally always needed. And if there's a couple extra, I just put them in the trailer, we use them. So that is a big need for us, is water donation. Hygiene donations are big right now. Those small little soaps, the big soaps are nice too, but the small little soaps are easier and more practical for us to have. We go through those like crazy. So that is a big need right now. Those small tiny soaps and water throughout the entire summer. I will not stop harping water.
Nice.
It's water. Very, very important.
Water, 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 water. Got it.
Water, 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 but little hygienes. And you can go to our Facebook page, The Lot on Facebook, and that has a little bit more on information. We're always looking for volunteers to help for our meals. So we provide meals twice a week. So I'm always looking for someone that would like to provide a meal for us. That is a big need for us because that's a constant need. I need help twice a week, every single week with meals. You can also go to our website. That's www.thelotontwentysecond.com, lowercase. The website has more information. As far as donation information, you can donate there.
Nice.
Also, the email is tucson.thelot@gmail.com, all lowercase. You can email me any questions or concerns as well.
Awesome. Right, man, you guys are getting squared away. Okay. Okay.
Yes,
there we go. All right. Well, thank you for coming on with us, Ariana. Definitely everybody out there, check out the Lot on 22nd.
Thank you so much, John. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, we will. So thank you all for listening. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. As I have mentioned many times, go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to get more information about Tucson International Academy, this show, or the book Making College Come True Also, we're asking that if you have a heart for veterans, go to veteranrescuemission.org to make a donation. If you have a car, RV, or a used vehicle you'd like to donate, please give it to us. We definitely have plenty of veterans that need vehicles and items, veterans that we've helped get housed that we need items for their houses as well. So we will be right back after this break. This is Make Dollars Come True Radio Show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello and welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain, without my partner in crime here today, Dr. Jennifer Herrera, also known as Dr. Dre in them streets, the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, the author of Making College Come True, and the newest talk radio show host with Making College Come True radio show. Definitely, if you want to know more information about Tucson International Academy, go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. If you have a child from K through 12 that you want to ensure gets into college, this is the school that you want to enter them into. Go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com for more information, or if you want to get a copy of the book, Making College Come True. So, on the line, we have a Miss Candace Waller with True Counseling. And this being the Making College Come True show, we're really excited to have her on because she is a person, much like Dr. Jennifer Herrera, that has more degrees than a thermometer. So, thank you for being on the air with us, Mrs. Candace Waller.
Hi, it's nice to be here. I'm so excited. This is my first radio interview.
Oh, really? I don't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What?
Okay, I believe it. I'm sorry. So, tell us a little bit about what True Counseling is, and then we'll take it from there.
Well, True Counseling is a counseling center that I started to help repair and help rebuild families. I specialize with couples counseling, whether they are doing premarital counseling or just kind of in the middle of a rough patch and kind of don't know where to go. They're kind of arguing or having disagreements about the same thing, and they just kind of need an unbiased mediator to kind of come in and help them sift through what the real kind of issues are. So that's typically what I do.
Okay. So what inspired you to start True Counseling?
I just love families. I love couples. It really started just like with my own family. You know, my mom and dad got divorced when I was 17, and I have an older sister. But prior to that, we just had a lot of fun. There was a lot of traditions, a lot of wisdom passed along, both good and some interesting. And so I just really want people to have a stable home family environment because it really shapes the viewpoint of a child and future generations. So that's kind of where my little passion came from.
Nice. And so outside of True Counseling, you've been a counselor for years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
And with that, how I'm guessing you, in this past year, we were all affected by COVID in some capacity. How have you been affected by COVID doing that type of work?
Oh, my work has kind of increased with COVID just because, you know, as most of you know, a lot of people lost their jobs or they were just homebound. So a lot of couples just struggled with relationships. A lot of times they didn't realize they were just two ships passing in the night.
Mm.
And so being at home, you know, they're kind of forced to work together. They're kind of forced to communicate in ways that they didn't before. So a lot of couples have thrived in this, but a lot of couples have struggled because they just didn't realize that they weren't giving their partner as much attention as they probably really needed to just because of the hustle and bustle of life or raising kids, trying to pay bills. So we've seen some, like, domestic violence or abuse with children go up. And we've seen struggles with divorce kind of go up during the pandemic. So, you know, now people are starting to understand the importance of mental health and sanctity of healthy relationships. So they're starting to seek counseling and trying to figure out a better way to better themselves.
How do you feel about the difference between, I'm guessing at one time you're doing sessions in person and you're doing maybe groups in person, and now, or for, you know, the longest time, everything's been through Zoom or through phone calls and things of that nature, not in person. How have you adjusted to that change?
It's not as bad as some people think. If anything, it's just honing. Because typically, like, when someone is in the room, you can kind of tell by the energy that they're giving off, like if they're disgruntled or if they're angry. But when it's via Zoom, you necessarily can't pick up the energy, so you have to pay more attention to, like, the body language. Are they sitting close together? Are they sitting far apart? Are they touching? When someone tells a joke, does the other person laugh? Because, you know, most couples have inside jokes. So when someone says something that the other person doesn't like, do they start taking deep breaths so you can see, like, their chest kind of rise or fall? Someone will play with their hair. So you just kind of have to hone into the physicality of the person via Zoom, where a lot of times in person you can just feel the tension kind of shift. So it's just a different type of nonverbal communication that you just have to pay attention to.
Nice. So this being the Making College Come True radio show, I'd be behest to ask, what is the best advice you can give to a person entering high school that wants to go to college?
I would say the best advice that I would give, that's a good question. I would think of, this takes me back to, like, my counseling, like early counseling days, and it's like the miracle question, I guess, to a degree. Like, if you went to sleep and woke up the next day and your life was what you deemed to be perfect, like, what would that look like? What kind of job would you have? And a lot of time, based on that answer, you can kind of figure out the career or the gift that this particular teenager may have. So a lot of times, like, we take for granted the gift that whoever their higher power may be gives them, and we take that for granted and we don't hone it. So when we get a job, it just feels like everyday hustle and bustle, 9 to 5. But when you actually hone your gift, it doesn't feel like work. It feels more like a passion. So I will always implore teenagers to just figure out what's something that you would just like to do for free, because that's typically what your passion is. And once you kind of figure that out, whether it be business or arts and crafts or singing or, you know, a science project or tinkering with mechanics, once you kind of figure out what's something that you would do for free, what your hobby is, hone that skill, because that's like a natural gift. And you can make a lot of money from that versus being feel like you have to force to be pick a particular money-making career.
Nice. And so tell us a little bit about your experience with college. Just kind of give the people out there a sense of what to expect.
I love my college experience. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I went to a small Liberal Arts College in Nashville, Tennessee. This university, at HBCU. And it was just that I met my lifelong friends that I still talk to every day. We've been friends since 18 years old. It's just a place that you can be yourself without much judgment. You know, you learn a lot of lessons. A lot of people think, you know, college is hard, but it's really about time management and what you do outside the classroom, the networking, because all of your friends, we all grow up and we become different things. I have friends who are nurse practitioners, some that are doctors, some that are lawyers, some that are interior designers. And so this bonding period of the next 4 years, it really allows you to kind of network throughout the rest of your life. And so that's kind of like how I look at some of my college experience.
Nice, nice. And so we'll turn it back to True Counseling real quick. The name True Counseling, what does that mean?
True is an acronym for trusting, respecting, understanding, and embracing pretty much yourself and the things that kind of come our way. A lot of times we tend to try to control people or ourselves. And a lot of times it's only out of fear or the lack of trust. So once we understand that we can trust ourselves, that we can respect ourselves, that we can understand ourselves and just embrace that, then we can understand like how to live and start living a healthier life.
Yeah, nice, nice. And so I'd say, you know, moving forward with True Counseling, what is your goals with your organization? That's like a counselor's question that I'm turning back on you.
I know. What are your goals for this session today? Well, right now, just helping couples. Eventually, I definitely want to develop a curriculum for either couples who are looking for like premarital counseling or couples who are just in a rough patch and just don't know what to do. A lot of times people get married and not really understand what marriage is about, or their societal norms have shaped their idea of marriage. So sometimes there's a lot of topics that are skipped that people just don't think to talk about until they get married and they're like, oh, you don't want kids? So, you know, I really want to just develop a curriculum that can develop into workshops or a book, workbook with worksheets that kind of help people understand like top 10 things that you need to discuss or how to work through conflict and understanding of active listening instead of just listening to rebuttal. And so that's what I really want to do, developing a curriculum and all of that.
Beautiful. And so how do people get a hold of you? We got about 30 seconds till we have to jump out of here.
Okay. So if they want to reach me right now, you can just reach me by phone at 520-800-4609. Or you can try to follow me on any of the social media platforms, which is One True Counseling on Facebook and Instagram.
Nice. Well, thank you, Candace Waller, for coming on with us. That's True Counseling for those out there listening. Thank you
You're
for
welcome.
Coming on. Yeah, awesome.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll have you on a lot more in the future.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Very good. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We appreciate you all so much for listening. Definitely go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com for more information about the show, as well as the educational facility called Tucson International Academy. You've been such an amazing listening audience. We will catch you next week. I'm Pastor John McClain. I'll be joined by Dr. Jennifer Herrera. God bless.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.